I joined the mission on the 20th of April, so I'm only new to the country. I previously served in Khartoum for 6 months, but I was working for the national support element, taking care of the Australians based in Khartoum. I was looking after the administration and logistics. But UN-wise, this is my first mission, and I'm enjoying it so far.
What do you like most in your job?
I think it's just getting to meet all the other nationalities. I work with a Swedish and a Japanese offsider, and it's just fantastic. I'm enjoying learning the different cultures and religions, and it's a big eye-opener, especially coming from Australia. I'm the type that likes to get out there, get hands-on, and to get the job done with my male colleagues. It's a great learning experience, and I'm enjoying it.
And what motivates you to become a UN peacekeeper?
I think what motivates me is trying to make a positive contribution every single day. And I've always wanted to wear the blue cap, or the blue beret, and it's always been a goal of mine. So each day when I go home, my boss and I will discuss, have we done something positive today, especially for South Sudan? And we normally say, yeah, we have done a good job today and we're leaving the country in a better state. So,
you are a female in the forces here in United Nations mission in South Sudan. Did somebody motivate you to become one, your family, or you decide yourself?
My father was in the army and I just always wanted to serve my country. And I thought, why not the Navy? And I started off as a sailor and then transferred and became an officer, and I've been all around the world and I've had some fantastic opportunities, and I'm very thankful to the Australian Defence Force.
Okay, let me get back to your life. How do you feel working away from your family, your home area?
Look, I miss my family and I love them dearly, but this is a part of my job. And I will Skype and email at least once a week, so I'm always in contact. But they know I've got a job to do, and yeah, I'm happy to be away and to serve my country and to serve the UN.
Do you miss your people so much?
I do miss them, but I know it's only for a short period. I'm only here for 6 months, and then I'll be back home again, and this is such a great opportunity, and I want to make sure that I take every single opportunity that I have over here.
So in these 6 months, what do you think the people of South Sudan are going to learn from your skills?
From my skills, I just hope that I can provide the best logistics support I can. And if other people can learn from this, fantastic. But I just wish that the country will be peaceful and there'll be prosperity and it'll be a safe place for everybody to live in.
When you get to missions like this and countries like this one in a bit of conflict, how do you feel as an army?
I must admit, it is a little bit scary, but we're all here to do a job. We're all trained, so the training kicks in and we're all well prepared. So as long as we're prepared, we'll be fine.
Okay, if you have any message of peace, what would you encourage other women?
Education is the key to success. You can become a doctor, a lawyer, an officer. You may even become the next future president of South Sudan. So education is the key, I believe, and if we can encourage more females to get there, get out, get educated, it's just going to benefit the country. So that's my key, education.
Also, give us a message for this UN Peacekeepers Day.
It's important to be tolerant of other people's cultures and beliefs, and we're here to do a mission, and we're here to protect the locals. So enjoy your day, make sure we always have the mandate in the back of our minds, and have a fantastic day in South Sudan.